Jeff, are there any more ways that we can tell people about Patreon?
You mean patreon.com/wehaveconcerns?
Yeah.
The only way that this show is made possible?
Right. The entire way we fund the show, and the way that people can get extra episodes and early episodes and all kinds of bonus content. Do you think we've done that all the ways?
We haven't done a musical version.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah.
And that's why my drug of choice, Thai food.
Thai food.
Thai food can't kill you. That's not true. It can.
Yeah.
It absolutely can, and it will probably kill me. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Oh, man. I want to tell you a story. A story about conflict.
Oh, all good stories contain conflict.
Yes, indeed. I want to tell you a story about art. And artists.
Good stories don't necessarily need art or artists.
Well, this one has it.
But the conflict these are, I like.
This is a rift in the art community.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Not the art community.
I know. You don't want a rift in your art community.
God, no. Take anything but the art community. When there's a rift in the art community, it affects my day-to-day, all day, every day.
This is a story.
When artists are fighting, there's nothing that causes more disruption to the daily lives of people,
right?
Except for maybe infighting in the academic community.
Yes. This is a story sent to us by Samuel Lewis.
He's such an asshole.
He sent it to wehaveconcernshow@gmail.com.
It's a great place to send stories. You can also put them on our subreddit, wehaveconcerns.reddit.com.
Do you remember when we talked? I think we did an episode about this, or maybe we just talked about doing an episode about this, but I think we did an episode about Vanta Black.
Yes, the blackest material, the darkest, blackest color ever created.
Just invented. This was just a recent invention of really a new color. It is.
When you look into Vanta Black, you immediately just feel all the sadness of your life.
Yeah, it's where all the sadness hangs out, inside Vanta Black. This is a black that is so black it actually absorbs light.
Mm-hmm.
So light goes into it and doesn't come out, which makes it perceived to be the blackest black that has ever blacked.
All I want is like an entire wardrobe made of Vanta Black.
Vanta Black, just as far as the eye can see.
I just want to be like teen goth Anthony with Vanta Black.
It is basically a black hole of color. Light goes in and doesn't come out. So you would just be true darkness.
Oh, finally. Finally.
With just little Anthony Carboni eyes peeping out.
That's
from the
all
darkness.
I ever wanted. Was to be a pair of like red glowing cartoon eyes in the dark
with some Snapchat shades on the front of them.
Ooh,
yeah,
but they'd have to be Vanta Black Snapchat shades.
Well, yeah. Well, here's the problem with that, Anthony. NASA's using Vanta Black. The astronomy community is using Vanta Black. Some scientists are using it. But guess what? There is one artist, and one alone, named Anish Kapoor, who has purchased the exclusive rights to use Vanta Black, the color, in his art. That means no other artist in the world is able to use the blackest black for any kind of art, be it painting, be it sculpture, be it anything you want to use.
Wait a minute, but what about my Vanta Black tracksuit? My Vanta Black fake velour tracksuit.
I don't think it's going to happen, dude.
Why? That's not
Anish
art.
Kapoor.
That's textiles.
Well,
that's manufacturing.
I don't know.
Kapoor.
Guess what, though, Anthony? You might be in luck. There is an insurgent...
There's no way to track this guy down. Anish Kapoor is like the John Smith.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. There's no getting there.
Well, guess what? There's an insurgent group, a rebel alliance of artists that have banded together that take umbrage to Mr. Kapoor.
They bite their thumb at him?
They bite their thumb at him, sir.
Wow.
And they're doing something about it. In fact, one fella...
I just
want to
paint this room Vanta Black.
Wouldn't that be great?
But I can't.
You can't.
Because
Anish Kapoor says no.
No paint?
No paint.
Even if it's not used for art.
You cannot get paint in this color.
What if I'm NASA?
Well, if you're NASA, you can. So maybe that's your end around. But
because I have been NASA this whole time.
Well, join NASA is what
when there
I'm
was
saying.
Only one set of footprints.
It was NASA.
On Cape Canaveral. That was when I was carrying
there
NASA.
Is an artist by the name of Stuart Semple, who has put into motion a plan to get back at Anish Kapoor. He is fighting fire.
The Jyn Erso of Vanta Black.
Fighting fire with fire. He says, well, if you aren't going to let me use your Vantablack color, which isn't even yours, but you've purchased the rights to it, if you're going to let me not use that color, I'm not going to let you use my colors. He's inventing colors. He has invented the pinkest pink. It's more pink than any pink has ever pinked.
I don't care about that.
And guess what? He won't let Anish Kapoor use it.
But that doesn't, wait, like, take it down a notch.
He invented pink.
No.
It's so pink. You should see this pink.
What does that mean, though? When you say
the pinkest.
When you say black is black and it absorbs light, yeah. Like, that's cool. Like,
this
I get
that. This is the pinkest pink.
What does that mean?
It's so pink, Anthony.
I don't get it.
Okay, so you're not into the pink. Guess what?
It's not that I'm not into the pink.
No, that was like 6 months ago he invented the pinkest pink.
Okay.
He's got a new one.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready to hold onto your hat?
Sure.
The glitteriest glitter.
What does that mean?
He invented the glitteriest glitter of all. Let me tell you how glitter works,
how
Anthony.
Most
glitter is bits of plastic that are inside inside paint to make it glitter.
Sure.
Well, for years there's been diamond dust. What's his name? Warhol. Andy Warhol used it. He famously made some shoes that are diamond dust shoes. Diamond dust, as you can imagine, very expensive.
Sure.
Impractical. Can't use diamond dust on anything.
What about cubic zirconia dust?
Stop.
Why?
That's
synthetic
ridiculous.
Diamond dust.
Okay. I don't know how you can make cubic zirconium into dust. I guess you could just grind it.
It's probably easier than making diamonds into dust.
Well, because cubic zirconia is glass, right? He's come up with a way to make...
It's not exactly glass.
Glitter paint out of shards of glass. He teamed up. He teamed up with a factory.
Yeah.
That will actually shred glass into crazy weird shapes and put it into paint. And it, because the shapes actually are multifaceted instead of just the plastic, which is basically a little two dimensional bits of plastic. It's not two dimensional, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It reflects light at a much higher rate than normal glitter does. So it actually is a more vibrant, refractory substance.
If I'm Anish Kapoor and I'm sitting
and
on the top,
he's not letting Anish Kapoor use it.
If I'm Anish Kapoor and I'm sitting on the top of like
Black Mountain,
Mount Gloom, in my dark fortress, surrounded by the blackest black, tripping over a lot of stuff.
Yeah, let's be honest.
When everything in your house is the blackest black.
If you turn the lights on in that house and nothing happens, that's a bad sign.
Like a little black rug, like a black runner rug, you could just like catch yourself on that 8-9 times a day.
The guy stubs a lot of toes.
But it's very impressive looking. If I'm Anish Kapoor, I'm looking down from Mount Gloom and I'm going, all right.
Well,
I'm going, okay.
Check this out, Anthony. Stuart Semple
will
sell you the glitteriest glitter.
Uh-huh.
Very reasonable prices. He's actually selling it at cost. He wants artists to have the glitteriest glitter and make the glitteriest stuff that they can make. But guess what? If you buy the glitteriest glitter on his website, you have to sign a legally binding contract that says
you are not Anish Kapoor.
You do not know Anish Kapoor, and
now,
you
hold
will
on.
Do everything in your power to make sure the glitter paint does not land in the hands of Anish Kapoor.
Now, once
so
again,
help you God.
Once again, Anish Kapoor, very common name.
Right.
That's a very misleading disclaimer.
Guess what? No Anish is going to have this.
Do they specify which Anish Kapoor, or do they just say Anish Kapoor?
You can't let Anish Kapoor have this paint.
That's like saying, don't let John Smith have this.
Well, if you're John Smith, you're screwed.
You're keeping that paint out of a lot of people's hands.
Maybe if you're Anish Kapoor and you're not the Anish Kapoor, you should be even more pissed at the Anish Kapoor. And that's part of Semple's plan.
All the Anish Kapoors get together.
They want to put pressure on the Anish Kapoor in Gloom Mountain.
You're ruining it for everyone. Jeff.
That's his plan.
Can I tell you something?
So far, the pink has not worked out well. There's a video of Stuart Semple saying...
That's just pink.
So far, Anish Kapoor has paid no attention to the pinkest pink.
No, of course not.
This glitteriest glitter is gonna really leave some ripples in the art community.
I don't think it will.
Because it's so glittery.
I don't want glitter paint.
But
who am I, Lisa Frank? Who am I, Gucci Mane?
Maybe.
I don't need that much glitter paint.
It's so glittery, though.
Great, man. Great.
Take that, Anish Kapoor.
Anish Kapoor doesn't care.
You can't have it. People who buy it are legally bound not to give it to him.
Anish Kapoor doesn't care.
But if he wants to glitter anything.
He doesn't.
What if he...
The man who wants to Vantablack everything definitely doesn't want to glitter everything. That's the problem. You're coming up with all these things.
Mm-hmm.
With all due respect to Mr. Semple, he's coming up with all these things that are just like... They're the anti-Vantablack.
Right. There
that's
you go.
Not what people want. They want Vantablack.
That's true. Yeah.
You can't be like, oh, this dude bought all the rights to ice cream. You can't have any ice cream. He's the only one that can have ice cream.
But we got
oh,
broccoli no. on the lockdown.
Yeah.
Now.
But
we're
now
not
you
letting him have broccoli.
He can't have any granola. I don't know, man. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about like, oh, no fresh daikon radish for him. Okay. Fuck you. I'm sitting on top of Ice Cream Mountain.
I don't think you've seen how glittery this glitter is, though, Anthony. I don't.
The problem is no video clip or camera can really reproduce how glittery
right.
this glitter is. The other problem is I don't give a shit. Those are the two problems.
The two main problems.
Those are the two main issues with the glitteriest glitter in the world. Can I tell you what my real problem with this whole fucking thing is? Is the goddamn patents and rights system
right.
in the United States and yeah. the world where it's just like, no, I own this color now, fuckers.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Well,
it's one thing to be like Pantone and be like, look, we can't copyright these colors, but we can copyright a system of organization for these colors
right.
that perfectly creates and recreates this color every time. So if you want a Pantone swatch green, you know that it will always be green. You could create that green on your own.
Right.
You could make that green paint. But what they're creating is a system to index and allow you to easily recreate that green.
Well,
to say I own this fucking black, fuck you! How did we let this happen?
I fundamentally agree with you, but to play devil's advocate, I will say that what has been invented is a way to create this black that no one had before. So somebody invented the way to create the black. And then Anish Kapoor comes in and says, hey, I'll pay you a lot of money to be the only one that gets to make it. And you won't tell anybody else how to make it. And they go,
but that's
well, that's how we make money from.
That's functionally the same.
I agree. I'm saying I fundamentally agree with you. But the problem is like that's no one knew how to make it. Somebody invented how to make it. You got to let them sell that concept.
So what we need now is we need somebody to be like the Impossible Project to Vantablack's Polaroid. Have you heard about the Impossible Project?
Oh, it's to, yeah.
These are the people that recreated Polaroid instant pack film for like, you know, most Polaroid cameras that we think of.
Right.
It's like the 660 or this Polaroid 600 film is what it is. Mm. And like Polaroid owns the specific chemical composition.
You're saying reverse engineer Vantablack.
But they didn't reverse engineer.
Okay.
Because they can't. If you reverse engineer something, you can't patent it. You can't protect it.
Mm-hmm.
What they did was they were like, well, how do we think this works? And how can we make something that works like it literally without using what we know? Like that's what Impossible Project did is like not
figure
only
out
did they
a second
not,
way to make the same thing.
Right. If we reverse engineer it, it's only so we can tell how not to make it.
Right.
Now we need to find a way around how they made it.
Hmm.
So what we need is we need to find a way around the creation process of Vantablack
yeah.
to create Vantablack. What this guy is doing is he's throwing a ton of money at the wrong part of the problem.
Well, what if we make glitter
he's
instead?
He's being an artist about it.
Yeah.
He's making an art project out of all this shit.
But look, he's
not
like,
solving the problem.
If you say I can't have the ball, I'm just going to play a different sport over here and then I won't let you play my sport. Nobody's. Yeah, I can't play basketball with you, but I'm gonna start playing Google ball.
It's
and
worse
you
than
can't
that.
Play Google ball because I invented Google ball, and I'm over here on my side of the playground and playing Google ball where everybody hits a racket with their face.
It's worse than that because like that's a guy who's actually trying to create a sport. He's like, I'm gonna make my own game. This guy is like, I think he's creating Pinkest Pink as a statement. He doesn't really care about Pinkest Pink.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
If
you're the kid alone on the playground and you're like, well, I'm going to play my own game. It's because you're genuinely hurt and you want to create a new game.
I think he's genuinely hurt that he can't use Vantablack.
I don't know. I think he's doing some art
school
posturing.
He wants to start a hashtag called Save the Black, which, let's be honest, not the best hashtag.
Ooh, okay.
Not the best hashtag.
Let's take a look at similar hashtags out there. Maybe know the space we're getting into.
Maybe, you know, maybe you're a little... myopic on you, in your little world.
Yeah, you might be focusing a little too hard on the forest of the art world for the trees of what's going on in culture in 2016.
Yeah.
Maybe that's not the hashtag you want.
Just saying. But you know, I kind of respect this guy. He's like, yeah, I'll invent my own stuff and let everybody have it, but you, Anish Kapoor. You can feel like see how it feels, Anish Kapoor.
But because he's not thinking about what would really hurt Anish Kapoor. You know what I mean? This is not a real retaliatory action. This is like a couple art projects
Well, what would really hurt Anish Kapoor?
You'd need to create something that somebody who wanted the blackest black would also want.
Mm. Everlasting life?
Yeah. Like a way to synthesize the blood of the young. Synthetic blood of the young. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We've perfectly recreated the blood of the young.
If you let us paint with your color...
But then what's going to happen is Peter Thiel's going to come in.
Oh.
And he's just going to take that from you. And then you've got Anish Kapoor with Vanta Black and Peter Thiel with all this young person blood.
Are we sure the Peter Thiel doesn't already have that?
He's been trying to get it.
Yeah, I know.
He's been trying.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have the synthetic one. We know that.
Well, that's the scary part.
Yeah.
Synthetic one is the only thing that'll save us.
From him or from Vanta Black?
Either one at this point.
Yeah, you'd have to you'd have to keep Anish Kapoor out of all Hot Topics. You'd have to like come up with a deal with the Hot Topic Corporation.
Yeah.
Or like he can't allowed
to spike collars.
Yeah, no typo negative albums.
Yeah.
You know.
I gotcha. Yeah. No The Cure tour tickets.
Yeah, like he's not allowed to buy any DVDs of The Craft.
Right.
He can't go see Skinny Puppy or KMFDM on tour.
Is KMFDM still touring?
I'm sure they are.
Okay.
Yeah. You'd have to, are you Anish Kapoor? I'm sorry, you're not allowed to attend this, like, Norwegian black metal show.
The thing that annoys me the most about Stuart Semple is that he used the hashtag Save the Black instead of using the hashtag A Semple Plan. Because it could have been...
It's not about him.
It could have been... A Semple Plan? I think
it actually is about him. But I think... But that's the thing, is even the Save the Black hashtag,
mm-hmm.
that smacks of an art school, I know what I'm doing. You know what I mean? That's like, oh, this hashtag will get people's attention, because it will.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, you're being a dick.
I don't know. I don't understand you're not on Semple's
side. You're the reason I swapped out of an art major.
You're on Kapoor's side, and I don't get it, Anthony.
Not on Kapoor's side. I'm just not on Semple's side.
All right. You're on your own side.
I'm on my own side, just like any cool goth would be.
One day, you and I will meet on a dust-strewn
field of Vanta Black.
What will happen is you'll come strolling up in your Vanta Black tracksuit, and I'll be wearing my glitteriest glitter.
You won't
glitter.
See me coming.
I'll be wearing my glitteriest glitter.
And I'll see
overcoat.
You a mile away.
Yeah, that's right. Because I'll be strutting. I'll be strutting down the dust-strewn highway, feeling good about myself with my pinkest pink underpants on below my glitter outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll know that I am a warrior of virtue. And you and your Vanta Black darkness can just stroll on by feeling envy for the glory of my color.
I'm going to steal your wallet on the way by. You'll never even see it.
Damn it. God damn it.
Vanta Black. I do want Vanta Black everything. I do. Ugh, this guy's a dick. This guy is a dick. I can't believe that. Well, I can believe they let him do it, but like, wouldn't they have made more money selling Vanta Black at like an intense premium to the world than they would have by licensing it to this guy? That's the other thing, is it feels like poor licensing and marketing decisions on this business's part.
Well, I don't know. Because
how much money can Anish Kapoor have?
Well, the only
is
picture,
he very wealthy?
The only picture I've seen of him is him sitting in a
it's
room.
Just all black with like two cartoon eyes.
It's a picture of him sitting in a room of all gold, like something out of a Donald Trump's house. So I think he's a very wealthy guy. Yeah. So he must have paid a small fortune for the Vanta Black exclusive rights.
2016, man. We're losing everything.
Yeah.
Everything and everyone.
Yeah.
We can't even have darkness anymore. And that's all I feel.
Yeah.
And I can't even have that. Where's...
Yeah. How is it possible that we're actually even losing darkness?
Yeah.
That's
I'm not even allowed to feel dark and depressed anymore.
Yeah. No, we got the exclusive rights to depression.
Ah! I'm literally left with nothing. I live in a void.
Yeah. Yeah, but that void has color, because if it's colorless, we own it.
I live in a glitter void,
yeah!
Which is the worst kind of void.
It's the best kind of void.
It's like being stuck in that part in the Lego movie with like the kitten character.
Yeah, that's what that place. That's where Stuart lives.
That's where Stuart Semple lives.
Yeah,
God, Vanta Black.
There's nothing
is so
bad
cool.
about that place.
That's the problem with it.
That's so great.
What do you guys think about this? Vanta Black tracksuits, right? Vanta Black everything.
Or glitter overcoats and pink underpants. The pinkest pink.
Wow.
I'm in it.
You can let us know on Twitter. I'm at A. Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag those a simple plan.
Also, if anybody, thank you for using the hashtag. If anybody wants to, you know, have an artist rendition of Anthony and I meeting on a dust-strewn highway, I would love to see that.
Yes.
Oh. Unfortunately, you won't be able to color it correctly.
I mean, no, not without millions of dollars. Hey, also, this is not the normal thing that you normally skip through to the next episode. This is a new thing, speaking of episodes. The Clash of Concerns 2017.
Clash of Concerns.
We are going month by month through every month of the existence of We Have Concerns and finding the best episode from that month. We need you to go and vote.
Vote!
On your favorites. And then all of those episodes will fight each other in a final round voted by you to find the top 10 best episodes of We Have Concerns, which will replace the current new listener's guide. It is up to you to define what this show is.
Do you remember how what we learned in 2016 that voting was essential? Yeah. Use it now to vote for our episodes.
WeHaveConcerns.com.